Oh, we're following the legislative session for you. Joining us again is Senator Tim Rave of Baltic. Senator Rave, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing good. Trying to stay warm. It's quite a bit warmer here in Pierre. It's only 6 below, I think.
Here, so. Well, hang in there, pal. We're looking at warmer temps ahead, we're hoping. So it's good to have a chance to talk to you. A lot to get to in a few minutes to cover it. Let's start first. You were in the news last week. A piece of legislation that you brought that got a lot of debate to try to revisit the issue of suspensions regarding kids and extracurricular activities. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I remember I've been here long enough. We debated that issue, oh gosh, about 10 years ago probably, and brought it down from a one-year suspension to, after a first offense for illegal drug use, to 60 school days, which still, if you think of school days, is a pretty significant amount of time. And so, you know, kids that were being punished by it were being kicked out basically for the entire season, whatever season they played. And I remember 10 years ago, and this was kind of a concern that I'd had the whole time, that it really wasn't probably a fair punishment, if you want to look at it that way. And so, for example, a student, if they got into some illegal drugs after the football season, for example, and adjudicated that right away and served their suspension during both the basketball and track season, and they never played basketball and track, in theory, they were never punished, whereas the other student who was a football player and, you know, it happened during the summer and they adjudicated immediately, they would miss the entire football season. So it had just kind of an inherent unfairness, in my opinion. It was all about timing, if you were punished or not. And so when I was approached by a local superintendent in my district this year, he had some issues in their school district with it. And he said, hey, would you help me take a look at this? I said, well, I will, but we have to make sure that there's some kind of fairness component. And so what really we're bringing forward is a bill that would make it 30 calendar days. And on top of that, so that would give that student an opportunity to get back into their sport, and that's on top of going through some chemical dependency training counseling. And on top of that, and this is where I kind of was a stickler on the fairness issue, that I felt like if someone was going to participate in any activity, that they would feel some pain from that punishment as well. So if they didn't get it during the 30 days, where if that was when their particular sport was going on, at some point, whenever they participated in that, remember, it's all activities, so it's band, choir, drama, debate, all the way up to, you know, your regular sports of football, basketball, et cetera. And so I said they have to miss some of those activities. And so we set a floor of missing a minimum of 2 activities along with your 30-day suspension, so that whenever you are in another activity, you are going to miss some time. And so it's difficult to, you know, it's difficult to do because every situation is dynamic, just trying to do a broad base so that local school districts still can do more above and beyond that if they so choose.
I know one of the concerns that schools have is that actually kids that are involved in extracurriculars generally get into less trouble than those who aren't. Often it keeps kids out of trouble. And so to keep kids out of extracurricular activities, as it currently stands on the second offense, you're done, correct?
As it currently stands, yes. And in this proposal, it would be a one-year suspension, really no questions asked. And then beyond that, if it's a third offense, then you're out for your entire high school career. And frankly, if you've gotten into trouble 3 times and gotten caught doing that, then you've got bigger problems than worrying about participating in some school activities. So it'd be 30 calendar days and a minimum of 2 events regardless. The first time, second time, a year, third time, you're out. But, there was a lot of good debate and testimony about it, both in committee and on the floor, and I got a lot of good support for it. Just, you know, people certainly understand we want these kids participating. We don't want them getting into mischief, but we also want them to understand there's consequences for their actions. So trying to balance that, obviously, is a challenge, and certainly putting a floor in, I think, helps, and then local school districts certainly can do more above and beyond that if they choose.
Senator Tim Rave of Baltic is on the line with us. We've got only a couple of minutes left here, Tim. One of the issues you and I have touched on in previous conversations is non-meandered waters. You expect that to be coming up?
It's coming up in about 2 hours from right now. The Capitol is full of sportsmen and landowners as I walked in this morning at 7:30 already. So it's going to be a big issue, big debate. It's a complex issue is kind of the problem. I mean, it revolves on one end on private property rights and folks that didn't have a lake before when they had that land, but because of different rain patterns and et cetera, and terrain, then all of a sudden now they've got a lake and they're paying taxes on that land, et cetera. And so, it gets touchy because you're dealing with private property rights, but you also got the sportsmen that, the waters are a public trust in the state. And so trying to balance all of those issues, it gets fairly emotional. I think at 10 o'clock today is going to be, there's going to be some interesting discussion and debate going on at the Capitol.
And I can imagine, because you're right, that is, it's a very emotional issue. And with just seconds here, anything that you expect to come out of that today?
You know, I hope that after all the debate goes on today for a couple hours, I hope we can get that bill out. I think it's a pretty good compromise, a good start, and I hope we can move it forward.
Senator Tim Ray of Abaltec, it's always great to talk to you, Tim. Thanks so much for your time. It's 8 o'clock.
Hello, News Talk 1320 KELO Sioux Falls, FM 107.9 KELQ Flandreau Sioux Falls, and online at kello.com.